This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, Aerosmith, hello. Story here. When people shop for a new partner, many have age in mind. That is the stereotype that men, or there is a stereotype that men want younger women and women want older men. Au contraire, mon frère. New research tracking thousands of real first dates find that women prefer younger men just as much as men prefer younger women. The catch? Most women don't even know this about themselves. The massive study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences tracked more than 6,000 people on more than 4,500 blind dates. Researchers from UC Davis and other universities found that when it comes to actual romantic attraction, not just what people claim they want, both men and women are equally drawn to younger partners.
Huh. Makes sense.
Why?
Because the perception is that they're more fun and more attractive and I don't know.
I've gone both ways, so to speak.
Right.
Mary Beth is older than me.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I think I knew that, but not by a lot, right?
A year and a couple of months.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You're the same age.
I mean, it doesn't get
not
weird.
Not by 52 years.
It doesn't get weird until we're talking about Bill Belichick. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
Jordan Dodson.
Hello.
Did you hear a Maryville, Missouri man has been arrested and charged in the cold case murder of his wife way back in 2006? But speaking of relationships, let me just ask you, did no one's radar go up at the time this woman died? Listen to what happened.
Okay.
John Worrell left the country after his wife was murdered to live with his former live-in nanny.
His former nanny?
Yes.
Which would be?
The children's caregiver.
Oh, the children's caregiver.
A Maryville.
Well, I thought you were
speeding, like, going after older women.
Jeez.
A Maryville, Missouri man has been arrested and charged in connection with the murder of his wife nearly 20 years ago. 58-year-old John Worrell has been charged with malice murder, felony murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and aggravated battery in connection with the death of his wife, Doris, back in 2006.
Aren't all murders malice?
Doris Worrell was 39 years old at the time of her death, was found shot and killed inside of John's sports park, the business she co-owned with her then-husband, John Worrell. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Coffee County Sheriff's Department, and some other attorney's office got today together and said, okay, we've charged the guy. In a news release, they said they initially believed that John Worrell really was a, quote, grieving husband, and that Doris was somehow the victim of a robbery gone wrong inside of this business that they ran.
So how did they pin him then?
Well, Scott, shortly after Doris was brutally murdered, John and their three young children took off to Costa Rica with the then children's live-in nanny.
Not a red flag at all.
And they have just been living there for the last 20 years. So fast forward. The live-in nanny is no longer with Mr. Worrell.
Oh, they broke up?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then, quote, new information came to light suggesting that it was really John behind his wife's death the entire time. But I would ask you, to Sam's point, at the moment that, like, the body is lowered into the ground and you run off to another country with your children's live-in nanny, did no one raise an eyebrow that just maybe something was going on beyond what we thought at the time?
I don't know that that's fair, because it can raise an eyebrow all you want. If you can't prove it, you can't bring a case.
I took the nanny with me because I needed her to watch the kids. That's what I pay her for.
I'm a grieving husband, widower, and I am going to Costa Rica. I've just got to get out of this town. Everywhere I drive, everything I see reminds me of her and our love. And I'm going to Costa Rica just to get a break. Obviously, I have to take the kids.
Right.
If I have to take three kids, then I have to take the nanny.
Mm-hmm.
But if, and sure, of course, it raises red flags. But if the police can't prove it, then you can't bring the case. And how many murders in this town?
Murder for hire. Not murder for, but like, they're not saying he did it. They're saying
murder for hire.
He was behind, why don't you go in and make it look like a robbery? Like that kind of thing.
Okay. So somebody else got sloppy over the last 20 years. They got popped.
Yep.
And then in exchange for, hey, give me a lighter sentence than I normally would get.
Hell hath no fury, like the scorned former nanny that has been harboring that secret her entire life.
Yeah.
They popped him in Maryville, Missouri.
Well, good. Apparently we had a hate group in town over the weekend. That's fun.
God.
The Patriot Front apparently seen marching through parts of Kansas City over the weekend. Video from witnesses captured nearly 100 masked men emerging from the cargo holds of three box trucks.
What?
And then they were U-Hauls. And then proceeded to march near the World War I Museum on Saturday.
Don't look suspicious.
What? Okay, if you're so proud of your hatred, why are you wearing a mask?
Why are you piling into box trucks? Why not just drive your own vehicle with your license plate on it?
Because then everybody knows who you are.
You know, there's at least one op-ed today saying we need to ban the mask now. How far and in a big old giant circle we have come.
No, how do you do that?
Let's be honest. If you are not very, very old and infirm, only two types of people wear masks. The marching through the streets racist and a bank robber.
Well, but
that's it.
I saw over the weekend, I was at some store, I think it was a grocery store, and I saw a woman probably, I couldn't see her whole face, so my guess is in her 50s. And she was wearing a mask. What if somebody is highly susceptible to airborne illnesses?
We should sell masks to people with very specific medical conditions that on the mask it just says not a bank robber or racist. Then you would know those people were just people that were sick.
Landscapers, painters.
Painters, that's a good one.
Asbestos mitigation folks.
Doctors, nurses.
Well, that goes without saying. If you're wearing scrubs.
Well, you can go buy scrubs at 95th and... Was it 95th and Metcalf? They've got the Scrub Hub.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Love the old Scrub Hub.
Nice.
It's all they sell.
What is the point of marching to let everyone know you're racist, but you don't really want to be seen, so we're going to mask up?
You're asking me to find logic and an explanation in hatred of other people just because of who they worship, what they look like, what color their skin is. I can't do it. I've never been able to figure it out. It's annoying. It's sad. It was a beautiful week. Well, it wasn't beautiful. It was raining all weekend, but it was an otherwise nice weekend. And here's what I've never understood is how can you get so enveloped into your own hate that you would take time out of your busy schedule to pack yourself into the back of a U-Haul with your goofy flags and your masks and your hate, and then wait for the U-Haul to stop and somebody to open the back door. You guys are almost about to die from carbon dioxide poisoning. And you get out and you just start walking around to show people. I mean, do you think you're changing minds?
The same way that you get sucked into putting a convicted felon into a dog crate or turning off the water so that they can leave.
Slow drip on the internet.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Making you feel wanted and welcome and loved.
Okay.
And so I'm surrounding myself with people who share my already preconceived beliefs, and we're just going to go walk around, and I'm going to get into the back of a U-Haul with them where there's no light.
Great.
And, well, it's probably and no not oxygen.
I think you might be wrong there. It's not a preconceived belief. They were lonely.
Wanted this to fit
group
in somewhere.
Filled the gap of loneliness.
No,
and
right.
Then they said, well, you know, the real problem is not the fact that you're lonely or anything that you did in your life. It's what this particular group of people did to you, even though they probably never did anything to you directly.
From the Kansas City Star, Kansas City doesn't have an anti-mask law, but maybe it should consider an ordinance that would discourage white nationalists from ever coming here again. After watching online video footage of the neo-fascist group marching through the streets downtown over the weekend, something has to be done. They may be gone now, but unless the mayor and the council act, nothing will prevent them from coming back. How do you ban a group from coming into town?
That's a good one. I mean, you don't want them in town, but I don't know that there's a legal way to ban them from being in town. They do have rights, whether you like it or not.
In a statement, Missouri chapter of the NAACP condemned what the organization did, describing them as an unannounced invasion of the National World War I Memorial. The act was, quote, a calculated show of force meant to intimidate.
Oh, sure.
According to the Kansas City Police Department, department officials were unaware that the white supremacists were planning an hour-long protest march here. Thankfully, no one was injured. No arrests were made. Sure, they write even bigots have a right to assemble.
Yep.
The mayor said as much on Twitter, but that does not preclude the mayor and the city council from addressing this sort of grotesque behavior.
Well, you can address it by condemning it, by putting a post out on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. But this is going to come out weird, but not wrong. I'm thankful that I live in a country where people that I vehemently disagree with and dislike are allowed to exercise their First Amendment rights. Even if I find those thoughts, those beliefs to be abhorrent, wrong, evil, whatever, thank God we live in that country.
There's no need to have a right to free speech if the speech you're saying everyone agrees with.
Okay, but at least 18 That's states right. and D.C. have enacted anti-masking laws. They are Alabama, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia.
I didn't hear Kansas or Missouri.
Missouri and Kansas are not yet among those states.
Try walking into a certain set of establishments in this city with a mask or a hood on, and you will be told to leave promptly.
There are exceptions for health, safety, and religious purposes.
But we could all argue that I need the mask for my health. And that's why I'm wearing
it. Not 100 white supremacists marching unannounced at the World War I museum. What, do you all have tuberculosis?
Yes, they were back in the back of the truck together.
Yeah, right. Lord. It spread quickly. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Olympic great Mary Lou Retton has been arrested in West Virginia for DUI. Court records posted online show that Retton, who is now 57, was stopped in Marion County, West Virginia on May 17th, so 10 days ago, and charged with one count of driving under the influence of alcohol, controlled substances, or drugs. Later released after posting bond. She was in the news last year, you may recall, when her daughter revealed on social media that the 1984 Olympic all-around champion was, quote, fighting for her life with a very rare form of pneumonia and was not insured. That led to a flood of donations totaling more than $450,000, but also to questions about basic details regarding Mary Lou Retton's illness, whether or not she did have health insurance, and exactly how the money collected was going to be spent. So she has been arrested for DUI and apparently in West Virginia, which means, well.
Oh, bless her. It's America's sweetheart.
What does that mean, Scott?
It's America's sweetheart.
Sam, I don't think anybody voluntarily lives in West Virginia, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Do not.
The land of summer teeth.
Okay.
What do you mean by that, Sam?
You have a story in your hand.
I do. Prosecutors in Jasper County, Missouri, have charged a man involved in a deadly golf cart crash that killed a Lockwood firefighter in October of last year. Brant Cullen faces a first-degree involuntary manslaughter charge in the death of Tucker Berry. The incident happened in a Carl Junction neighborhood, not on the golf course.
Okay.
In a neighborhood.
Here we go.
Investigators say Cullen was driving the golf cart. Witnesses say they were racing, swerving, making sharp turns when Barry fell off. Witnesses claim they were hooting and hollering as they drove down a road. Here we go into the age-old debate about why people need golf carts in residential neighborhoods.
You know what else? The speed with which you can drive those.
Pretty fast.
I was talking to Johnny about this the other day. He just said, you have to hang on. And if someone turns left and you're looking right, I can see how someone gets thrown out very, very easily. Because the newer souped up ones go so much faster than the old, you know, the old golf carts, the gas, you know, we used to hop in and when our grandparents and our fathers were out playing golf. They just don't make them like that anymore.
Even the old ones would go fast. They just have governors on them. So like the modern day ones that you get at the golf course, they have a governor on them that will max out their speed at whatever, 10 miles an hour or something. Mm-hmm. You buy one of those for home, it doesn't come with a governor unless you ask for one. And if it does, pop the lid open and pop the governor off. That thing's zooming.
But, you know, I've said this before, and we've had this conversation. It's probably been a little over a year or more. I don't understand. Maybe it's always every spring and early summer that these stories come into the stack. I don't understand the need to just have a golf cart. Now, I know I'm offending some of my neighbors if they listen to this show, because I have a handful of people around me who have golf carts, and I never see them with golf clubs. Ever. And here's the next question. Can you drive a golf cart at any age in a neighborhood?
No.
You have to be a licensed driver?
So in order to have a golf cart that you can drive in a neighborhood, it has to be street legal. It has to have windshield wipers, brakes, brake lights.
Headlights. None of them do in my neighborhood. They might have brake lights.
Yeah, you are supposed to have those things if police chose to make that an issue.
Okay, well, I was driving.
And then you've got to be, what, 15, 16 to drive one? I don't have teenagers anymore.
I don't know. But I've seen kids in my neighborhood that I know for a fact are not old enough to be licensed to drive, who are driving with like two or three of their buddies on it. If they have those rear-facing seats, they're driving up and down the street. Now, they're not going crazy, but it's kind of like a golf cart. And they're driving up and down the street in the summer going to the neighborhood pool. And I'm thinking to myself, God forbid if one of those kids falls off and hits their head on the street.
And yes, they do have to be licensed. You do have to have a license to drive them because they are far beyond the 50cc threshold.
So I was driving down State Line Road earlier this morning, and there was a guy on the Missouri side of State Line Road in his driveway in a golf cart, and I'm assuming that he was planning to go across. I don't know if there was a golf course across the street, or I didn't see one just over the Kansas state line side, but he was ready to go. There were no golf clubs on his cart.
No.
I have no idea where he was going, but he was going somewhere.
In between houses, probably.
And he was waiting in his driveway on State Line Road, presumably to cross State Line Road and get into a Kansas side neighborhood.
This sounds very similar to what happened with a legendary pro football player.
So what is the latest on that, by the way?
You tell me, Sam.
John Elway?
Yeah.
I have not seen any update since May 9th. His longtime friend and former agent Jeff Spurbeck, died. There have not been any details since.
Did he have to take a blood alcohol test?
No. They did not find out that had happened until 4 days later.
Wait, a man dies and it's not reported for 4 days?
Yeah, correct. They called the ambulance but did not call the sheriff's department.
Well, but I would argue once you call 911 and you say there's an emergency.
Somebody's dead.
He was horribly injured. They were trying to do life-saving. By the time you call 911, that to me starts the mechanism of the red flag something has happened. I don't fault anyone in that party for not then separately making a call to the sheriff's department while they were trying to save their friend's life.
But this is a vehicle accident wreck, however you want to phrase it. Why was the sheriff's department or the local police not contacted?
That would be a 911-ish question.
My buddy had a heart attack. I found him in his bedroom. This is, I was driving a golf cart and my buddy fell out. 913-586-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, you're welcome to. I, for one, have almost had enough of the neighborhood golf cart. I do not understand this trend that's been going on for many years now. And I don't mean to be an old fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, you do sound like an old fuddy-duddy.
Get your golf cart off my lawn. And,
you know, I'll take that from anybody who spent the weekend at Home Depot buying a square shovel. Okay? You're the new Dr. Rick on this show. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the text line, 9147 says, my kids roll all over the neighborhood in our golf cart. Okay.
So most golf carts are governed at 12 to 15 miles per hour. If you modify them, i.e. remove the governor, some can top out at 35.
Tammy in Kansas City. Tammy, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say they are not a toy. We were playing golf. We were not drinking. My boyfriend ended up making a sharp, went uphill and made a sharp left turn. The cart flipped. I stuck my arm out. My arm was broken in half.
Oh!
Mm.
I was also hit my head. I think I got a little bit of a concussion. Was rushed to emergency surgery, but the next week I went into Walmart and they said their manager had the very same thing happen with him and his wife, and his wife actually got killed.
Oh, God.
By hitting her head on a rock when the cart flipped.
You know, you see all of those things on the cart. It will say, keep your arms and legs in at all times. Like, and you know, but I think it's possible that some of the worst injuries come with people like me who have grown up in a golf cart. Like you get a little complacent. You're so used to being in it and you think like.
Never flipped over before.
Right.
I was on a tipping golf cart one time and thankfully I was strong enough to right the tip. But yeah, I stuck my leg out and used it as a anchor point because we were going over and I didn't want to go over.
I am almost positive my dad was driving once and he went left and my mom went
right.
I am pretty sure that happened.
The only time I ever drive a golf cart is at Suburban Lawn and Garden.
Yeah.
Growing with you.
They're growing with me. They're growing with me. We got the little golf carts out there with the big old lot.
Yep.
I like it. But they're also extremely governed out there and you can't go very fast. Matt in Platte City, 913-586-7798. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys today?
I can answer the question
regarding licensing and legal. From the Missouri Highway Patrol, so back in 2020 during COVID, they went, all the golf carts were being bought up. However, so some people went to try and license them. It got to the Highway Patrol. Their final answer was, is if it has a VIN, it is able to be licensed for legal activity. So even like, he said, like the side-by-side quads and stuff like that, they wished that they could do it. Back in the day, you used to have these big Chief three-wheelers that Honda made that you could license and ride on the streets. That has been out the window. Now, however, there are communities out there, such as Parkville, Missouri, who now allows them on the streets but not on the highways. And I don't remember what the age is. I'm sure it's just valid driver's license. Other states allow it.
Yeah.
Like in Florida and your retirement communities, they have these EVOs. They look like golf carts, but they do have to have windshield wipers, blinkers, seat belts, et cetera. But in Missouri, they are not allowing them other than what private communities, HOAs, and stuff like that. Now, are the young youth of our generation now raising driving erratically? Not trying to be a Karen, but yeah, I've seen some pretty dangerous stuff on them, overloaded, and whether the governor was popped or not. And yeah, they're not a toy. I accidentally had my son fall off, and thank goodness he was not injured.
Yeah, thank God for that. But I'm telling you, there's a liability with that, though, Matt, for parents who don't have a problem with their kid, you know, zipping around the neighborhood in their golf cart. Their buddy, you know, because I'm again not trying to sound like an old fuddy duddy because I remember
because every time you say that you sound like an old fuddy duddy. Right. Got it.
But I remember my 16-year-old reckless self, and thank God my parents didn't have a golf cart because sure. I know exactly what I would be doing.
Yeah,
and, absolutely. And there would be liability. My friends would get hurt. God forbid one of them would end up dying, and they're going to sue my parents, and then we have nothing.
That's the problem, Scott. We have now become such a litigious society that everybody's looking for a paycheck at the end of the day, and versus whether they're going to, that our children are going to be taken care of, or the person that they hit that runs into a telephone pole or a house.
Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of scenarios could be random. But yes, there's a huge liability in it.
And we're getting a lot of emails or texts coming in about, you know, my parents live in this 55 and older community, et cetera, et cetera. And they're, you know, people ride the golf carts to the grocery right. store. My grandparents lived in Sun City, Arizona, which is a retirement community outside of Phoenix. And when we would go visit them, if we needed something from the grocery store, we got in Grandpa's golf cart.
Yeah.
And we rode down to the Sunfresh or whatever it was.
But the old golf carts, not that you couldn't be injured in an older golf cart. It's much more likely that you're going to be more seriously injured in the updated carts. Just the speed alone.
Why not make the base wider? Full disclosure, during the commercial break, I was on YouTube and watching golf cart crash compilation.
And what were
videos.
You doing?
I was laughing my ass off.
The entire time.
I hope I didn't annoy you, but I thought they were very funny. And, you know, nobody's getting hurt in these videos. People aren't falling out and dying. They're just driving the golf cart into a sand trap and then up the other side, and next thing you know, they're on their top, and people are falling out and everything. Doesn't look like anybody got hurt. But, yeah, I find that kind of stuff mildly entertaining. And
they wouldn't fit on the cart path if they made them wider.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
And then you say widen the cart path.
Well,
here's an idea. Don't be dumb.
Yeah, but if for people like my neighbors who are buying them literally just to ride around the neighborhood to go to the neighborhood pool, run over to the high school, run over to the elementary school, whatever, why not, if it's strictly for neighborhood use, which apparently is the new rage, why not make the base of the cart wider and more and less likely to tip over?
Who do you think the first person was that thought to themselves, you know what? I don't have to confine myself
right?
to the golf course. I'm going to drive this thing home tonight.
It was so smart. If you look, I bet certently during the pandemic, it exploded. I bet it's been in the last 10 years. And it started in Florida, I almost guarantee you, because all of those little communities down there have them.
Mm-hmm. Somebody on the text line says they rent them to tourists.
Oh, yeah.
You fly into Fort Lauderdale or, you know, whatever.
I got caught in
one.
I got one for my mom because, you know, she's got a bum knee when we were down in Ocean Springs. And I said, we're just going to rent this little golf cart. I think it was like $30 or something for the afternoon.
That's how you get around Catalina Island
yep,
when
you
visit.
I'll drive you up and down so we can see more shops. We could go to some restaurants and she didn't have to be on her knee. At the end of that day, I had to have it back by like 5 o'clock, whatever. I go to take it back. The skies open up and the most driving, pounding, hurricane gale force windstorm I have ever been in for about like 12 minutes happens when I am in that cart trying to return it.
So you're soaking wet.
That's how we got that sweatshirt here in the studio that I keep.
This one over here?
Yes, because I was so, like, I literally just walked into the first store. I was soaked. I said, I need a sweatshirt.
913-586-7798. By the way, Phil Robertson, for those of you who watched Duck Dynasty when it was a hit, he's the patriarch. He has died at the age of 79. After a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, family posting on an Instagram post from May 25th, announcing the passing of Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty fame. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. That is Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ. You heard about this weird crypto crime thing that happened in New York City?
The kidnapping of the guy?
So a second man has just been charged in the kidnapping and torturing of an Italian man in a New York City townhouse for weeks, according to New York City police. Apparently, this was in a very nice neighborhood in Manhattan, I believe. William DePlessis, age 33, was charged today with first-degree kidnapping, first-degree unlawful imprisonment, second-degree assault, criminal possession of a weapon. Earlier today, DePlessis surrendered to authorities with his lawyers. The attorneys declined to comment. Officials say he is a business partner. DePlessis is of John Waltz, the 37-year-old Waltz, known by some as the Crypto King of Kentucky.
What?
I don't know.
That's a title you yearn for.
Boy, work hard for that. Allegedly held the man captive inside the six-story townhome for more than 2 weeks and tortured him. The victim, an Italian citizen, was another business partner of Waltz's and DePlessis. Investigators believe the relationship among the three men had been tumultuous in the past, but came to a head when the Italian arrived earlier in the month in New York.
Okay. Did you also hear about the kidnapping a couple of weeks ago with the Bitcoin bajillionaire? Someone tried to strong arm his wife, and was it one child or two children, Sam? I'm telling you, I have never been so glad to not be a bajillionaire in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Although...
And that was, I think, in Paris, wasn't it?
Bitcoin has doubled in value. I believe it is now at its highest level ever. And I don't own any anymore.
Oh, did you dump it?
Aww.
I think somebody claimed it. I think. I don't know.
Okay, I'm new to Ring doorbell. I'm just going to bring it up.
The kidnapping target was the 34-year-old daughter of the CEO of a gigantic cryptocurrency. And it was a gang of people in Paris that descended onto her. She's just leaving Macy's or whatever, which probably doesn't exist in Paris, but you know what I mean.
Why does it always happen in Paris, too?
That's where Kim Kardashian. That's right. Feared for her life. All right, go ahead, Sam.
Oh, lay it on me.
Okay, I am new to the Ring doorbell camera world.
You need to let that go.
The house came with one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've got the notifications on my phone. So every time somebody rings the doorbell, somebody's at your front door. We don't have a lot of random people showing up.
Right.
So my phone should not be going off all day long.
Right.
Three times so far today. Three times.
Just during the show?
One before the show, two during the show.
Okay.
Random people who claim to be with tree trimming services have rang our doorbell. And then my lovely girlfriend, she is so nice. I said, don't answer the door. She answers the door and has a 10-minute conversation with each of them about how they were told to come over to the property for a bid for some tree trimming.
No, they weren't. That is a lie.
Who told them?
I'll tell you right now. We are being sold and bought and sold and bought all the time.
I'm looking for a Wilson. Nobody named Wilson has literally ever lived in this house. We know the names of every person who's ever lived here.
When you buy a house, there are ne'er-do-wells that will go on the county website rolls and look that this house was just closed on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that there are new homeowners there, and you are going to get a barrage of people knocking and sending you mailers, new to the neighborhood, maybe you need storage solutions. You're going to get just bombarded with companies that think you need help.
The entire break watching a stupid camera screwed to the front of my house to make sure that my girlfriend didn't get kidnapped by the random person ringing the doorbell.
Stop answering the door.
Yes, why is she answering the door?
That's what I said. I texted her four times in that interaction. Go back inside, lock the door. Do not interact with these people.
And here's what I've always... This is a little bit unfair, but mostly accurate. If your business was really that good at doing whatever it is that you're asking me to hire you to do, you wouldn't have to go door to door.
Right.
You would be busy doing that very thing in somebody else's yard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I opened up the camera right when the doorbell rang. And so he stood there for a couple of seconds before she answered the door. He's just standing there smiling, just looking around. Oh, I'm supposed to be here. Go away. What? I'm going to have to turn these notifications off because this is making me mad.
You should.
It'll drive you,
it's like me and the bird camera that I don't have yet. Oh, there's another bird.
At your front door.
But you don't want to turn it off because if, you know, something does happen, you need to call 911 or, God forbid, you know, race home and protect her. Or if there's, you know, you don't want to turn it off. But what I'm telling you is Mary Beth has got to stop answering
the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's a non-starter.
When we get back, every single time we talk about this, people go crazy, but one guy actually went crazy, and so we're going to talk about this. We're going to bring up the zipper merge, and we're going to do it very carefully, Scott. An Odessa man is facing felony charges because he was trying to prevent the last-minute merger. Doing the correct thing in the zipper merge, merging, using all the lanes you can until the end.
That's right.
This guy is accused of not only saying, oh, hell no, not up in here, I'm not letting you in. This guy is accused of shooting at the other driver to prevent him from zipper merging.
So instead of being mildly, and I use mildly in air quotes, mildly inconvenienced by another car getting in front of you.
Doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we'll talk about that when we come back, because I know there's a lot of you that don't understand how the zipper merge works.
You're now going to go to prison.
Correct.
You want to talk about an inconvenience. I think being in prison would be very inconvenient.
53-year-old Roy L. Anderson Jr. was booked into the Jackson County Jail. Charges were filed at some point over the weekend. This happened on I-70 at East 40 Highway. A driver reported he had been shot at. Bullet hole was in the front passenger door. Spent bullet was later recovered. Victim told officers he was driving east on I-70. His front passenger window was down. He began nearing a construction zone where one of the lanes ended. As he got closer, he began driving in a way that what you do in a zipper merge. You wait.
It's called a zipper merge, you idiot. Zipper merge.
What is it with the zipper merge and the roundabout that throw people into a tantrum that I cannot even describe?
And you'll always hear the big tough guy, the guy who blocks people, saying, well, the sign said 2,500 feet back that there's going to be a merge point. Why not get over then? Because the sign told me I had 2,500 feet to get over.
And the law says that you can use your lane until it ends. We'll take some calls on this in just a minute.
Good God.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.